Hello, it's Stacey Holt from Real Estate Excellence. Thank you for joining me for this short podcast. This podcast is for members of Real Estate Excellence only, so regrettably, if you're not a member, it's of no benefit to you. Now, valued Real Estate Excellence members, today is the 9th of April 2024, and our usual shout out for the member update for the month. The April member update was emailed to you yesterday, the 8th of April, and I just wanted to go through some of the contents with you. It's a bumper, huge update with a lot of important information. Now, in relation to the property management section of the member update, stage two tenancy laws, we know they've been introduced into Parliament as of, I think, the 21st of March, and that part of the update is an overview plus what happens next. So at the moment, we know that there's a submission period. It's a short one, and it actually ends tomorrow at noon, April 10th at noon. And I've long encouraged members to have their say and or, of course, make sure your property owners get a chance to have their say if they wish as well. A reminder regarding renting with pet laws, we've seen a remarkable increase in membership inquiry for support and advice on this matter. So just a reminder about pet laws that came in October 1, 2022, and they were part of Stage 1 tenancy law. And also pets and body corporate, the law, noting there's about to be an amendment to body corporate community management law. Now, we don't specialise in the BCCM Act, but of course, there's certain information that does cross over for you and I. So from the 1st of May, there's laws that have been amended through the Body Corporate Community Management Act that will impact us to some level in relation to smoking and pets, and particularly in relation to body corporate bylaws and more. So I've given you a very useful update there in relation to what's coming. And once it's come in, we'll provide more information as it comes to hand. The licensee administration sales part of the update. The PO Form 6, just a reminder about the new PO Form 6 coming on the 1st of May. Anzac Day trading laws, lest we forget. Anzac Day, of course, and what the law is in relation to agents trading on April 25th. The Seller Disclosure and the Property Law Act, an update in relation to those new laws. And very useful information about mandatory CPD. The laws are in Parliament at the moment to amend the Property Occupations Act. The QCAT case of the month was a particularly very interesting one, and a long, very, very long-term tenant who had been given a lawful notice to leave, who refused to leave. It's quite an interesting read and got a fair bit of media some time ago, particularly from a when a councillor got involved to try and thwart the warrant of possession and the removal of the tenant lawfully. So a very useful read there that QCAT published. The lessor newsletter template of the month is the Renting with Pets fact sheet, a useful resource to give to your owners as a quick, very useful guide to help educate them on what the laws are. As always, we're an email away for any best practice support and advice, and our job is to make your job easier where we can. Please know, of course, as with all member updates each month as part of the service your boss pays us for, critically now, keep an eye out. Take the time to read when you're able, because going forward now, there will be a lot of information in relation to the stage two, seller disclosure, CPD, and more. So again, thank you for joining me. This is Stacey Holt from Real Estate Excellence, and bye for now.